Imperfectly Perfect Circumstances by Dina Kilgore. I've had a quote on my wall at home for over a year now that says, "Don't let what you see make you forget what I said, God." I think many times we look at our current circumstances and forget God's promises. We wonder how we're going to get from where we are now to where we want to be. Or we think that God just doesn't care because things aren't happening in our lives like we want. Or something that looks to be just out of reach isn't coming into reach like we want it to. I see a pattern here. Want, want, want. What does God want for us? Sometimes, and most of the time I've learned, He wants something very different for us than what our own mind or hearts want for us. We keep looking at our surroundings and trying to figure out why things are put there if they just aren't going to materialize. What isn't working out for you? A job? A friendship? A promotion? A relationship? A new house? All of these things are running around in our heads, taking up space, and we're trying to make sense of them and wondering why they just may not be happening. God has a way of giving me just what I need, exactly when I need it. And nothing more. I've blogged before on my feeling He can't trust me just yet with the next step because He's in the process of making sure I learn from the season I'm in now so I can be prepared and ready for the next season or step He has for me. Sometimes I think I've come so far that I don't have anything left to learn and I want things to just happen for me now. God, I've learned it. That actually just made me laugh when I wrote it because if I'm being honest with myself, I realized that maybe I haven't learned it. And even though I can deceive others and deceive even myself, I can't deceive God. He's truly the only one who knows my heart enough to know if I've learned something. And He is the only one who is able and can truly provide me with the next step. That can be a rude awakening when someone is being so patient for what God has next in their life, and then they realize they just have to continue being patient and keep waiting just a bit longer. Having that faith to know that God endures and God is faithful and He's going to provide when it's the perfect time. Has He ever failed me before with His perfect timing? No. Is He going to fail me in the future with not coming through with His perfect timing? No. So what's the big deal? Why not just wait and be happy in the process? It's called, we're human. We don't understand what God is doing behind the scenes. We go about our days. God is working behind the scenes. We sleep at night. God is working behind the scenes. He cares so much about us and is constantly working things out for our good. That awesome job that you wanted so bad, He knew if it wasn't good for you. That beautiful house that fell through, He knew what would happen in the future and spared you. That relationship you wanted so badly, He saw the future and knew that it wasn't the right choice for you. We want and want and want, not remembering that He's going before us. He has to be the one we look to first and the one that we ask, God, is this right for me? If it's not, let it slip through my grasp. Even though we may want it so bad, we must have enough faith in our God to trust that He knows far greater than we could ever hope or imagine, and let Him weave our lives together the way only He can. We cannot allow what is surrounding us let us forget God's promises. Those circumstances that are so seemingly imperfect to us are perfect to Him. James 1:2-4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So don't let what you see make you forget what He said.